This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
It's time to catch a cheater.
Only on the Jubal Show.
Roy is on the phone today for to catch a cheater. He thinks that his girlfriend of 3.5 years might be messing around. Her name is Melissa. What's up, Roy?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Not too bad, man. How are you?
Well,
kind of regrettable situation, to be honest.
Yeah, I always hate when I ask that question on this segment because obviously you're not doing the best. You think that your partner might be cheating on you. And I'm assuming this is kind of a last resort for you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what else to do. She just won't open up to me.
Okay, so tell us what's going on.
So lately, she's been just on the phone texting all the time. And like, I don't know. She's just not really paying much attention. She seems aloof when I ask her about it. She's kind of like, oh, you know, don't worry about it kind of situation, you know. And I just feel like I'm being left in the cold, and I don't really know what's going on.
Does she normally communicate with you pretty thoroughly? Like, is this a different way for her to communicate with you altogether?
Yeah, it feels weird. She seems very frustrated with me, and I don't get why. The only reason I'm even bringing it up is because, you know, we had a situation in the past where she did cheat on me, and this is making me suspicious.
When was that? Was it recent, or?
It was like 6 months ago.
Obviously, you decided to forgive her for that and try to move forward.
Yeah, and like, we've been good, but the last like few weeks, it's been just like weird. I don't know. I feel like she's changing or something. It's really bothering me.
What did it feel like when she cheated on you 6 months ago? Does it feel like this?
No, not exactly, because she was still talking to me. So that was kind of a shock when I found out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Have you let her know that you're suspicious that she's messing around? Like, or have you asked questions?
Not directly, but I've like asked her, like, what's going on? Like, why are you so cold? Like, you know, I didn't want to be like too forward about the cheating thing, you know, because it's like then she might pull back more.
So when you found out she was cheating on you the first time, did she admit to that or did you catch her?
Well, I caught her, but then she admitted it. It was like some evidence, and then I like confronted her, and then she had ended up admitting it. And it wasn't like 100% evidence, but once I kind of found the evidence, I was like, what does this mean? And then she told me the truth. And so we had a conversation, and I decided to forgive her, and we moved on.
Huh. Okay.
It is shady.
Yeah.
You know, she's acting different, and then the fact that that happened 6 months ago, and you would think if it was that recent, she would be going out of her way to make sure that you knew she wasn't messing around, you know?
Yeah, because I'd be on edge too, Roy. Mm-hmm. Let's be honest.
Yeah, and she's been late coming home, and she's not telling me why.
Did you know the guy she originally cheated on with? Like,
no.
Have you met all her coworkers and like people who she like works with? Do you trust people she works with?
I only know a couple of them that she's kind of like more friends with. I don't know all of them. And those are like two females that she's kind of close with.
So when this happened before, did she give you details about how she met that person?
A little bit. It was more like I was more focused on the betrayal than I was on like the details of how.
Yeah.
I guess
yeah,
it makes sense.
For sure.
Okay.
The reason I was asking is I was wondering if they were also a coworker.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, so it wasn't a coworker. We definitely confirmed that.
Okay. All right, cool. Well, we'll see if we can figure it out for you. You told us what grocery store she shops at and is a rewards card member at, so we'll call her, pretend to be from there, and say every single month we choose one rewards card member at random who gets free flowers delivered from our brand new and improved floral department, and we'll see if she sends those to you or to somebody else, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, man. Play a song, come back, and then get your To Catch a Cheater next.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, "We are going to give women meaningful beauty." And I said, "That's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life."
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
If you're just joining us for today's To Catch a Cheater, Roy is on the phone, and Roy thinks that his girlfriend of 3.5 years, Melissa, might be cheating on him. She actually has cheated on him before. 6 months ago, he caught her, and now he thinks it might be happening again, so we're about to help him out. Real quick, Roy, refresh everybody's memory. What's going on?
Well, to keep it quick, she's just been acting cold. She's been texting a lot, looking at her phone a lot. We haven't really been engaging like we used to. And then she's coming home from work late. And she gets frustrated whenever I mention it.
All right, we're about to call her and pretend to be from the grocery store that she's a rewards card member at. And tell her that every single month we choose one rewards card member at random who gets free flowers delivered from our beautiful new and improved floral department. It's so nice.
Yay.
Now, we'll see if she believes that and if she sends the flowers to you or to somebody else, okay? You ready?
Yes.
All right, cool. I'm going to dial the phone number right now.
Hello?
Hi, this is Gorbel calling from... Is this Melissa?
This is she.
Melissa, hi, you're a rewards card member with us, and I just wanted to say congratulations, you're this month's winner.
I'm sorry, I haven't heard of this before. What's going on?
Oh, the flowers. You're this month's winner.
I won flowers?
Well, we recently reimagined our floral department, and to celebrate that, we choose one rewards card member at random each month who gets free flowers delivered from our brand new floral department. We do delivery now. We're trying to get the word out and also say thank you for shopping.
Totally free?
Totally free. 36 long stem red roses, a card, and a box of chocolates.
That is so sweet. That is awesome.
For the flower delivery, if you know who you want to send them to right now, I can take the information in just a couple minutes on the phone.
Yeah, I can do that right now. Like, what do you guys need?
All I would need is the first and last name of the person you want to send them to. If you want to put anything on a card, I would need that. And then the address.
Great. Okay, so yeah, I guess let's send them to Roy.
Did you want to include a card?
I guess you can write, hey, love, sorry, I've been really stressed out Thanks for being there.
Hey, I got a question real quick, you know. Sure. If you don't mind.
Yeah, no problem.
How long you guys been together?
3.5 years.
3.5 years. Okay. So, hey, real quick, I just want to let you know that this is actually the Jubal Show. It's a radio show.
Hi.
It's not the grocery store at all. That's Nina.
What?
Hi.
And that's Victoria. There's three people on the phone right now.
What's this about?
We do a segment on our show called To Catch a Cheater, and your boyfriend Roy is actually on the phone. He's been listening the whole time. And it's
what?
Where, yeah, it's a segment where we try to see if somebody is messing around with their significant other.
Roy, are you there?
Hi.
Care to explain? What the heck is going on here?
I'm kind of relieved that you sent me the roses, but I'm sorry, I didn't trust you.
Roy, I'm not cheating on you.
I mean, it was just hard to believe. You've been so, like, cold and, like, stressed out and, like, you're just acting weird with me lately. I don't know.
Like, when are you going to trust me?
When the wounds are healed. I'm still hurting.
That was 6 months ago. I cheated on you 6 months ago. Like, you forgave me. That's that. I feel like it's time to move on.
It would be easier if I knew why you were texting and looking at your phone all the time and not engaging with me. I just feel like you've been distant and it's opening the wound up again.
Okay, you want to hear all of the boring work stuff? That's fine. You know that I want to keep work as work and home as home. It's a stressful job. I don't really want to talk about it, but I guess I'm here on the radio freaking talking about it. So I have a new coworker. They're my superior. They are stressing me out because they're texting me constantly about, like, everything. Like, they're new in town, what grocery store to go to, what bar to go to, everything that they could, like, I'm their personal assistant, and I just want to get home, turn on the TV, like, relax a little bit, and not think about it for like a second, but then they just keep texting me, so I don't want to talk about it, and that's literally all that it is.
Okay, yeah, so what's this person that you're texting the name? What is this new coworker? Like, you haven't
told
me anything.
Why do you care what their name is? Why is that important?
Because we're in a relationship. I feel like if you're texting somebody all the time, I'd like to at least know who they are.
Fair.
That's fair.
You gotta trust me. Like, I don't need to tell you this.
This is making it harder.
Yeah, why wouldn't you just tell him the name of your coworker?
Fine, okay. Jason, that's his name.
Oh.
Oh, so it is a guy.
I'm going to have male coworkers.
I mean, the fact that you're hiding it from me, that makes it more suspicious. Look, I'm choosing to trust you, but, like, I'm still hurting, and the fact that, like, you're texting somebody all the time, and it's a guy, even though he's your coworker, and you wouldn't tell me anything about what was going on, that it makes me suspicious, and I'm choosing to lay that aside for the sake of our relationship, but, like, you gotta let me know what's going on when I ask you.
Roy, I already said that I would. Can we just, like, drop this? He's my coworker.
See, that doesn't help. I feel like your attitude right now is, like, super defensive, and that makes it hard.
I am not being defensive. I am not being defensive.
Ooh.
Okay?
No.
I told you what I told you. Look, I gotta go. I gotta go back to work.
Okay.
But I'll see you later.
Okay, let's throw it to a vote. Is something going on, Nina?
I want to say no, but she's curious. Like, I think she's attracted to Jason.
Okay. Victoria?
I don't know. It's the defensiveness that's getting me. Like, she's too defensive for nothing to be going on, in my opinion.
Yeah, and the person whose opinion really matters, Roy, what do you think?
I'm having really mixed opinions because she sent me the roses without hesitation, but, like, when I said you're being defensive, she blew up.
That's why she's not cheating on you right now, Roy. But I think we have to watch the situation right closely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want you to think about it. She didn't sound very reasonable and willing to see your side. And she is the one that cheated, right?
Yeah. I mean, I've been faithful.
Okay. I think, Roy, ultimately, is she worth maybe getting hurt again?
Right now, I'm questioning. I wanted to say yes when it was kind of like, first with the roses, she gave them to me, but now, like, her response was pretty unreasonable.
It was. If you continue the relationship with her, it could happen again, right? Maybe not, but, like, if you do choose to trust her, you gotta trust her, and you do,
that
you know,
part.
You could open yourself up to her doing it again. Are you willing to take that risk, I guess, is what I feel like you have to, the things you have to weigh.
Yeah, I'm still on the fence. I mean, I think I'm going to try and give her a chance, and if the behavior doesn't change, I'm just going to call it quits.
Okay. Well, let us know. Keep us updated, man.
Yeah, good luck, Roy. Good luck.
Yeah.
We're pulling for you.
Appreciate your help, guys.
Yeah, no problem. And if you if it ends up not working out, don't worry. We can find you another date from someone who texts in the show. We got a lot of people texting in who want dates all the time.
Victoria's
so.
Here, too.
Victoria, too. Yeah. Anybody?
Hi.
He has a girlfriend.
Okay, I'm done.
Thank you, guys. Victoria, I'll keep that in mind.
All right.
The Jubal Show's To Catch a Cheater.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper, wear it like no one else.